What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, I have to say, with a name like Blaze Jordan, it should have to be good. But then I look at the description and I see that he's a former slugger, is what they said. A former slugging slugger. Sensation.
Who said he's former?
The post dispatch here says the Cardinals continue dealing since Steven Matz to Boston for a former slugging sensation.
Oh,
is the headline in the Post this morning?
Okay, so I'll try to explain that. I guess so. He's best known for going viral when he was a teenager. In fact, when Blaze Jordan was 11 years old, he was hitting 400-foot home runs and autographs in middle school.
Okay.
When he was in high school, he won a home run derby. It was a national home run derby, if I'm not mistaken. And he was hitting, and this is what went viral, he was hitting home runs like 500 feet. Just a freak of nature, just this young guy, big at that time. And he's big. He's like 6'2", 220.
Pretty good size guy.
It's about what I am, and I don't have the muscles that that guy has. He's hitting bombs. Now, in the minor leagues, he did not hit at that sort of rate, but he is right now leading the Red Sox minor leaguers in pretty much every power category, and he's a first baseman, and he hits bombs, and he hits for a high average. So I think what they're saying is a former slugger, so he was known for like just hitting bombs and being a batting practice freak.
Not that he can't do it anymore.
And now he's hitting for a higher average, and he's a first baseman. The Red Sox traded him because he's kind of blocked. Like they already have young first basemen, so he doesn't really have anywhere to go. The Cardinals traded for him because guess who drafted him? Heim Bloom.
There you go. So I see the connection.
Bloom drafted him in 2020 when he took over the organization. That was Bloom's first year with the Red Sox, was 2020. So the kid was drafted when he was 17. He's now 22. A sign that he's pretty good is when the Red Sox fans are whining that they traded him. They're sad to see him go. He's a really popular guy. He's from Mississippi, but right outside of Memphis. So a lot of familiarity around there. So if he goes right to the Memphis Redbirds, I think they're going to just love the fact that he's a hometown kid. And I think he'll attract a lot of attention down there.
Well, let me ask a dumb baseball question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he's got all of that potential, Why has he been in their minor league system for 5 years?
Because he was 17. And most of these guys, you know, it takes a while to move up the ladder. I mean,
so he didn't go to a junior college.
No, he,
like,
went
he didn't
from
get
high
drafted.
School.
He went straight from high school to the minors.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Okay. All right.
Plus, remember what happened in 2020, COVID. So
yes.
Minor leagues were shut down in 20 and pretty much part of 21. So you had no minor leagues. So everybody got off to a later start anyway. So he didn't really start ascending through the minor league system until 22 was really when you got going. So it's pretty much right on track.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This would be year three or four for him as far as a full-time minor leaguer, and now he gets to play. He's very close. He's very close to breaking through, and I think you'll eventually see him play. And I don't get too excited. It's a minor league first baseman, but it's a nice return for Steven Matz, I think. And Matz is a valuable guy to the Red Sox. I mean, he's going to pitch in the middle of their bullpen. He'll pitch multiple innings, wants to be a starter. So when he becomes a free agent at the end of the year, he will pursue being a starter somewhere. And Ryan Helsley, when he becomes a free agent at the end of this year, he will command a lot of money, and he knows it. And so he'll be a free agent, and these are both rentals. So they're going to be pitching for 2 months, and in exchange for that, you got four prospects. Helsley, decent return for a rental. I mean, getting three prospects, none of them are highly rated, although the kid, the shortstop, Jesus Baez, is rated their sixth highest prospect in the Mets organization. Mets got a good one in Hells. Now, he won't close for them. They have a closer, but he'll pitch very high leverage situations, eighth inning. I think the Mets picked up a couple of good ones yesterday. Tyler Rogers is another one who's really good. That side armor they got is good. So
right.
The Mets look like they're in good shape there with Hells. He goes on to New York. Matz goes to Boston, and there will be more. Phil Maton is also a pitcher that everybody's attracted to who has an expiring contract, and he could help somebody, and you could turn him for a prospect. So the Cardinals are getting into a situation here where they're loading up on the future. This was expected. Will there be any unexpected trades between now and 5 p.m.? Maybe. I mean, there could be more. There could be some interest in Nolan Arenado.
I was just going to say.
I doubt it.
But he still has that thing in his contract, the clause where he can reject going to a particular team.
Is
that unlimited? It's not like he gets three that he can reject and then
no,
that's
he can
it?
Reject
any
trades, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if I were Nolan, I'd want to play for a team that has a chance to win the World Series. The problem is, how do you find a trading partner that is going to pick up that salary? You see, we have a lockout possibly looming in 2027, and I'm not sure anybody wants to have that sort of salary hanging on them, and I'm not sure the Cardinals are going to pick up a bunch of money to deal him. The reason they would deal him would be for salary relief. You know, everyone loves Nolan Arenado, but he makes a lot of money, and he's not the offensive player he once was. Defensively, he's great. So I don't know if he's going to be dealt or not. I'm sure they're getting calls about him and others. But, you know, could we get an unexpected position player trade? Possibly. But the thing that we knew was going to happen was these relievers with expiring contracts were going to be dealt, and that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, well, good.
Yep.
We got, what, 8 hours left, 9 hours left?
5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. today.
So
is when we'll
you got about 10 hours to go here. And Cam Wax will be all over this thing. I mean, we're going to have trade deadline updates at the top of every hour. We have two shows dedicated to the trade deadline today, one at noon, one at 5. And it'll be a busy day for us, but we're up for it. We've covered many trade deadlines through the years. This one's different than some of the others. Another one back in 23 where the Cardinals traded Jordan Montgomery for some prospects from Texas, and et cetera. They made some deals to bulk up their minor league system. This one, though, had Heim Bloom looking over it. And I think that you've already shown proof here that he's involved at the deadline when they got Blaze Jordan.
That's true.
So it's a nice pickup for them, and I look forward to seeing what they do today.
Have you talked to Coach Drink lately, Drinkwitz?
Not lately.
About
but
the quarterback competition they got?
Yeah,
there.
That's interesting. Yeah. That he mentioned the freshman, too, Matt Zollers. So he's got three quarterbacks. Sam Horn, Bo Prabula are the main two. I think they're going to go with Prabula. I mean, they paid a lot of money to get him. I mean, he comes from Penn State. I just have to think, if Sam Horn was going to be the starting quarterback, he probably would have been already, would have taken over. I'm all for it. Drink would completely disagree with me. He'd say that it's a competition. But remember, they paid some NIL money for this guy. They went into the portal and they gave him the best deal. I got to think it's his job to lose. And Prabula is a nice player, good passer, can run, but he doesn't have the full season college experience yet. I'd be curious to see. Everyone seems to like him. He's a leader. So I'd be curious to see how he does.
So we're almost into August. When does when's their first game? Is not till late August.
Yeah.
Like, isn't like
and I have to go do a sports cast now. But August 30th is the first weekend. August 30th is the Ohio State-Texas game. That's what everyone's talking about. Texas at Ohio State is going to be amazing.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. I'm going to go talk deadline to the people.
All right. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, folks.
Yep. See you. We appreciate that. That's good. Yeah, that's exciting. I think I'm ready for college football season to start. The Cardinals, obviously, the trade deadline's today, Kim. You know what that means, don't you? They've surrendered the season. And
yeah, it means that they're chalking this up to a loss.
They're making tee times for October, wherever they're going to be in the postseason this year, and that's sad. But it is promising. They just drafted that kid that could play next year sometime.
Liam Doyle.
And they've got this one who's a phenom home run hitter in high school and in the minors. He's been doing really well. So Heim Bloom was brought in to bolster who they're bringing up through the minors, and maybe we are on the verge of seeing a couple of new stars here in St. Louis next year.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll try to look on the positive side.
Yeah, that's all we can
it
really
happen.
Do with this. It could happen.
It could happen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.